Psalm 73. A Psalm of Asaph. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggle in their death. Their bodies are well fed. They are free of the burdens others carry. They are not afflicted like other men. Therefore, pride is their necklace. A garment of violence covers them. From their prosperity proceeds iniquity. The imaginations of their hearts run wild. They mock and speak with malice. With arrogance they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongues strut across the earth. So their people return to this place and drink up waters in abundance. The wicked say, "How can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge?" Behold, these are the wicked, always carefree as they increase their wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure, in innocence I have washed my hands. For I am afflicted all day long, and punished every morning. If I had said, "I will speak this way," then I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it was troublesome in my sight, until I entered God's sanctuary. Then I discerned their end. Surely you set them on slick ground. You cast them down into ruin. How suddenly they are laid waste, completely swept away by terrors. Like one walking from a dream. So you, O Lord, awaken and despise their form. When my heart was grieved and I was pierced within, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and later receive me in glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire no one besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion forever. Those far from you will surely perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to draw near to God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may proclaim all your works.